Hi, and welcome to the Jump Into podcast. I'm your host, Evan Manning, and today I've got a very special guest here on the podcast episode. We're going to do a bit of an announcement, kind of what I've been teasing for the last few episodes. So get to do a big announcement drop on this one, and then we'll do a bit of a Q&A. Last episode, we talked a lot about myself, so we'll hopefully talk a little bit about my guest, Katie, today. So quick background story. Katie and I work together at Keller Williams. She handles the training group here, and she's been doing that for a few years, the training group, and she's been an agent for even longer. So she serves us here in Berks County, and so we've gotten to know each other a little bit over the past year and a half or 2 years that I've been here at KW. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity for her to come on and help me drop our big news and our announcement. So Katie, take it away.
What do you want me to say? The big announcement?
Yes. That was the whole point of this.
All right. We'll just roll right into it. Okay. So for the past year, I've been really wanting to have a team kind of get that going. And so I've been really wanting to have a team. So after a lot of talking and, you know, figuring it out, we have decided that we are going to officially form the Katie Marinacci team.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So as she said, Katie's going to be the lead role here in helping with this team, and I'm going to be the primary as the buyer agent. So a little bit of a different dynamic, and I guess maybe to talk a little bit about that, why did you decide that it was the right time now to make this team, and you know, what are you hoping to achieve with it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been licensed since 2016 and just every year have grown, sometimes more than others, but regardless, growing. And so once you get to that certain point, you realize how important leverage is. And I've been putting it off for quite a while because I just was scared, just to be quite honest. I was scared to form a team, not knowing, I've never had one before, blah, blah, blah. Now with doing all the coaching and the training, I've realized that I don't have the bandwidth to do it. I just can't do it all. So in talking with other agents that have teams and people that have done this, kind of getting a game plan of what to do and just figuring it out basically is what we've been doing. And so, yeah, it was that leverage piece. I knew, you know, once you start missing enough things and making enough mistakes, you know, you need help. And so I knew I needed to get help within the next 6 months or it was going to be detrimental to my business.
Which makes sense. Yeah. So, you know, like Katie said, so I'm going to come in, I'm going to help her out. We're going to kind of grow this thing. And hopefully, you know, I think the big thing for me too, and the takeaway here is Katie's obviously, like I said, been around for a little while. She's got a bit of a brand in the community. So being able to utilize that, leverage that a little bit, even for myself and helping my business grow as well. So yeah. It seemed like a good team up to happen. I think the other thing that for me, at least as to why, is kind of some of the similarities that we share as well. I think even beyond just being a real estate agent, right? Some of our philosophies, the way we think, kind of both how we want to grow and look at our futures and some of the goals that we have that we want to achieve. And I think it kind of aligns. So, you know, I thought, that was really important, I think, for both of us in making sure that that's a compatible fit before just saying, let's join a team and see what happens, right? So it's really cool. We're really excited about this. We've already started to see some traction with it, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we already got something going on. Don't even be humble about it. We've already got stuff going on.
Yeah. We've already taken the reins and we're running with it. And it's, yeah, we're doing really well. We're off to a great start. So very happy and very pleased with that. So one of the things that I wanted to also ask you, and I think this is a bit more fun.
Can only imagine.
Yeah, you know, I'm very much a wild card most of the time. So Katie's built a brand as the pineapple agent. I jokingly wore my banana t-shirt. Katie hasn't found the similarities in the fact that they're both fruits. But, you know.
It's not funny. I'm sorry.
It's hilarious. She just doesn't get the joke. I told she had a cup of strawberries and a drink, and I was like, you should just brought it over. It would have been really fruity sitting here at this table. You know, it just works. Whatever.
Fine. What's the point?
Exactly. So Talk us through this branding. I mean, I think, yeah, there's the whole story we can get in behind it, the whole upside down pineapple situation, the a lot of impressions that people get into when they hear that you are the pineapple realtor.
Pineapple agent.
Okay.
I can't call myself the pineapple realtor. You will get cease and assist.
All the rules. All the rules. It's just...
You're always learning.
Yeah.
No, so I was one night during when the pandemic happened, I realized I have to get online. We're shut down. We can't go out. You know, you can't do anything. So I realized very quickly, if you don't get online, you will not have a career for much longer. So I decided I'm going to come up with a brand that's going to really stick and be well known in the community. So one night I was scrolling on Pinterest. I was looking for tattoos and I came across a pineapple and I was like, ooh, I really like how the lines look and everything. So I clicked on it. And if you know Pinterest, it opens up 500, you know, other things. And I found the meaning of it. Warmth and welcoming inside of your home is the meaning of it, the traditional meaning. So apparently, centuries ago, I guess, when people would come over on ships and they would port, if you put a pineapple on your porch, it meant there was a warm bed and food waiting for you, had a place to sleep. So that is the reason that we are going with warmth and welcoming inside of your home. I did find out later it has another meaning. After I committed to, you know, the thousands of dollars of marketing and branding and all of that. So I decided, you know, whatever, we're going with it. Too late now.
Yes, it does have that dual warmth in your bed meaning now too, doesn't it?
I've learned.
Yeah. Found out the hard way, but.
So I'll tell you how I found out. This is a good one. So my 62-year-old, I always say 62. I don't know if she was actually 62, but I always say that sounds better, right? We were in the house and I was so excited. I gave her my new business card and I was all excited about it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the shit, whatever. She's like, pineapple. She goes, you know, that means you're a swinger. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you crazy. Like, old lady. Like, I'm like, you're crazy. Got my car, Googled it. Upside down, it indeed means that you are a swinger. And I said, well, such is life, I've committed. I have committed to it.
Nailed that one, right? So obviously your client was probably cruising on those ships with the upside down pineapple.
She knew somehow.
She knew too much about what was going on here.
She did.
I think we're questioning that more than your decisions at this point. But no,
whatever.
It works, right? You've built a brand out of it. You're recognized by it.
I am recognized by it. Yeah. Yes.
I was actually having a conversation with another agent who doesn't work with us here at KW, and they were asking me how things were going, and I was like, oh, well, we're going to drop some big news. Me and Katie Marinacci, we're going to be bringing up some big news. And he's like, oh, yeah, the pineapple realtor. And I'm like, yeah, that one. Yeah, great, here we go. So
nothing like walking into a room in a town that you're not from, and somebody goes, pineapple! It's like, oh, golly day, who are you? But they know you, so hey, it works. It works.
It does. And you, it's just, we have a good laugh about it, but yes, it works at the same time. And this is what brings the humor and the fun to what we do, because you've built a brand in all seriousness, but at the same time we can laugh, you can joke and have fun with it. And it makes what we do, I think, a lot more enjoyable than taking on that serious.
Well, the funny thing, cause I still want the tattoo, right? I still want the tattoo, but no matter how I put it on my damn arm, it's going to be upside down one way or another.
So it becomes on whether you want your clients to see it upside down or you want yourself to constantly see it upside down.
I'm not sure. It's going to happen. But it's going to happen someday.
Yeah. So funny. Oh, man. This is really exciting. Thank God I'm not going to be using a pineapple. Well, I am using a pineapple logo, aren't I? I'm going to have to put that on everything. What did I sign myself up for?
I don't know. Making money.
Well, yeah, that's the end goal, right? If the shoe fits, I suppose. Oh, goodness. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, just because, so I took a weekend trip this past weekend up to Jim Thorpe. It's the first time I've ever been there.
Really?
Yeah. I shockingly, right? We don't live that far from Shame Gibraltar. Shame on you. All right. And so here's what I want to know. You are big into hiking. Mm-hmm. So have you done all of the train rides, the mountain hikes around Jim Thorpe? Okay.
Even the ones that you're not supposed to be doing.
Should I even ask? Is that a question we should be venturing down at this point?
No, you
don't
need to
know. Okay. I'm never going down them.
Yes, we do Jim Thorpe multiple times a year.
Okay. So what I want to know is, why hiking? Like, what is it about hiking that excites you the most?
Do you want me to go deep right now?
I want you to give us an honest answer as to, for whatever it is that you do, whether it's deep meaning, whether it's anything else, whatever you want to tell us about it. I'm curious to what it is about hiking.
Yeah. So I like to be outside, obviously. I don't do well with winter, with cold, with being inside. I'm the type of person where my air conditioning doesn't go on, kind of thing. You know, in July, August, I want to be outside. That's just who I am. So years ago, I used to be a hiker, but I was always very out of shape. I wasn't very good at it. About 5 years ago, I just went through a time in my life where I had to make changes, and really big changes in life. And it was a time where I was not very confident. Not in a good place in life. Right. So I started trying to just push myself to do things that were really, really hard, just to keep myself moving forward. So stupidly, I would go out on these hikes, 6, 7, 8, 9 mile hikes, never going out hiking like this before, nothing like that. Cliffs, you know, places I should not have gone alone. I don't recommend it, but I would do it. And the reason I did it was to prove to myself that I could do it, prove to myself that I could get through that time in my life and I could come out better. Come to find, it's a huge passion of mine. I absolutely love hiking. I hike every single week, multiple times a week. My daughter loves to hike now. She's, you know, doing 5, 6 miles now with me. 5 years old, by the way. Got to plug my little girl. But it truly has become, it's like my mental reset. You can tell if I have not been on a hike in a week. You can tell by my attitude, my demeanor, my work drive. I'm a very motivated person when all things align, and I crush anything that I set myself to do. But I found if I don't hike and if I'm not outside and doing the, I don't function. So it's very weird how that's become so intertwined in my life now.
It's interesting because so the last episode I just did, and I talked about the mentality of things and that mental state of things. And a lot of it was about, for me, in a similar way, right? It's about the opportunities, I think, that presented themselves for me and being able to mentally get over certain hurdles to keep yourself moving forward and then learning how to take advantage of those opportunities that presented themselves, right? So for you, this is something that kind of presented itself and you were able to take advantage of it, and you've now found it as a passion, and it's something that you use as that mental calming, I would say, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my, it's just peace and quiet, even if my kid's there. You know, we tend to be more quiet, and it just... it's a complete reset. Yeah. Completely. And it's beautiful.
Right.
And you get a workout. Win-win.
What else more could you ask for, right?
I like to eat, so I got to hike up mountains to maintain.
Proper life balance, exactly. Right? Just not bouncing on the edge of a cliff. That's the big thing. Well, okay.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right. Maybe a little bit of bouncing. We'll see.
I like to live on the edge.
We didn't say which edge, just, you know.
The edge that is going to end up in the river. The one hike in Jim Thorpe, I did. I literally sat on the edge of the cliff. I'm like, oh, that's where I started, all the way down there.
I made it all the way back up.
I did.
It was really cool, though. I love the town of Jim Thorpe. It was the first time it's the first time I've been there. It was really neat. I've known about the revitalization of it and what they've done to it, and they've got the cool train ride, which I didn't get to do, but I'm going to take my kids back up there and do that
at some point. Take it 5th Street, I believe, and Reading has the train station. Take the train up. Yeah. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about doing. And I'll say, beautiful. The biggest disappointment for me in Jim Thorpe, this is going to be weird, they have a Muggle coffee shop. Yep. I went in it, and there was nothing Harry Potter themed in the Muggle mug.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what a waste of an opportunity.
I don't know. But I did notice that.
Yeah. So I went in there thinking, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to get some Harry Potter themed stuff. We went in there, and it was like a couple of coffees named after Harry Potter stuff, yeah. And that was it. And I was like, yeah. Man, they have a giant projector screen in the cafe, and they don't even show the movies on the projector, which I'm like, what a waste. But no, it was a cool little town, and I loved it. So that was cool. But I thought it was a good segue there because of how much you are into hiking and, you know, your whole mental mindset around it. It's really neat, right? So one of the things that I also wanted to ask you about is – within your experience of real estate and this whole mental thing, like obviously real estate's heavy sales were 100% commission. How do you, like outside of hiking, how do you keep yourself going on a daily basis? Cause like, obviously we get rejected a lot. We have to keep, you know, it happens on a daily basis pretty much. So this is a grind it out. And the statistics show that a lot of agents, I think it's like 88, 89% do not renew their license at first time renewal. And you being part of the training group, you're taking in these new agents. You may or may not see high turnover, but how is it that people can keep this mental grind going? And how have you found it?
So for me, truly, hiking is what kind of saved me. Weirdly enough, this coaching group keeps me going. So every morning we do a morning call, 8:30 to 9. Some morning it's very serious. Some mornings we just, you know, laugh the whole time. Surrounding myself with people that are going in the same direction as I am trying to go has helped. I've noticed when I dip and when I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get a job, right? like I never will, like I lead
means.
Real estate, oh my gosh, W-2. I'm not going to go to a W-2 kind of thing. And I truly have realized that even when it gets horrible, even when I might just need to get away, go away for the weekend, get away for, you know, a day, a hike, whatever, just get out, clear my mind, completely reset. The coaching group, being in the group, being around like-minded people truly helps me. There's some days where I get on that morning call and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk to anyone. And I get off that call and I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this. Let's go. Yeah. And it ends up being a great day.
Right.
So I truly know you got to surround yourself with people that are trying to go in the same direction that you are. And then I just journal. I journal a lot. I do affirmations. I'm big on self-reflection. So I look at like my day, what happened? Okay, was it a good day, a medium day, a bad day? What can I improve? What needs to shift? And I truly every day just try to improve myself,
right?
And my situation.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think it's a good point. I think, you know, like you said, in particular for me as well, it's about surrounding yourself with the right people and making sure that I'm all about your internal network is what I'd call it. So whether it be your family, your close friends, people that you align with. And I think it goes into work as well. And even this with what we do. So like even me, I've started finding myself gravitating towards the office more and coming in and being around people. Cause it certainly helps, like you said, especially when you're feeling a bit down or you've hit a stagnant point or whatever the case may be. So to help kind of rebuild the momentum, I guess, if you will, it's about getting around the right people and the right things. And so, you know, one of the things that I also was thinking about too is, you know, we have a lot of different hats to wear as a realtor as well. And I think there's a lot of different trials and tribulations that come through throughout the process beyond just opening doors for people and showing them a house. And
yeah, it's not like TV.
Yeah. HGTV makes it look so simple, right? Random cutaway here. I saw someone post the other day on an ad and I just thought I'd bring this up because I think it's hilarious. For a house that needs reno work, and they're like, this is your perfect HGTV home to flip. And I'm like,
oh, there you go.
Why would you put that in an ad?
Because somebody will see HGTV and say mine.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, we preach don't watch HD. it does not tell the story. It does not tell a whole story. And then someone goes and uses it in an ad for a home. And I'm like, oh my God. Like everything that we're telling people not to do. Anyway.
Yeah, they do.
People are silly. So where I was going with this is, you've made me lose my train of thought. Typical, because I did my random cutaway, and this is exactly what happens. Yeah, scatterbrained as can be, you go on a random tangent because something pops in your head because you see stuff, right? And it's like, here we are,
all day, every day. On to the next. I don't know how I made it 34 years. Right?
I'm like, okay, well, where do I go now? What is life?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just here.
Just in my presence. No, it's funny. So where I was going with that is that, so we got to wear all these multiple hats. Okay.
Yes. That's-
yes. So what is it? So when you find people to work with, and you know, we work around, so we work with lenders, we work with title companies. Like even yesterday I had to call, a homeowner's insurance company for a buyer and set them up. So I've even had to link up with an insurance company to work with because obviously people need home insurance. So how do you find it best? You know, like how's the process? Like how have you been able to connect with the lenders, the title agents? Like how have you found success in making sure that you're partnering with the right people as well?
Yeah. I mean, so in the beginning, I guess I should say not in the beginning, when I came to KW, I really started to focus on my vendor relationships. So, you know, with lenders, it's just going out to coffee, lunch, finding out what their values are, what yours are, see if they align. I'm very big on, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'm a very loyal person. As long as our intentions are the same, as I'm trying to think of what words to use. As long as we're on the same, I'm trying to think of how I want to say this nicely. I want somebody that aligns with me. I don't want somebody that's doing business for the wrong reasons, that's going to guide somebody, you know, when they truly shouldn't be doing something, somebody that's going to lie, where they lie. And they do things that they shouldn't do. I didn't say a name, at least. But where they just mislead and they lie to the client, and it's like blacklist forever, unethical, you know, and I'm talking agents as well in the business, you know, I won't work with them because I want to work with people that are honest and ethical and going to look out for their client and not trying to destroy our business and not trying to, you know, make us all enemies. I really think that's important.
Agreed.
So I'll be loyal to anyone, but the second that, you know, we kind of start to astray, it's a conversation that needs to happen.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's a great point to bring up. And I, you know, you see a lot of people, and one of the things that I've struggled with, and again, I'm not going to throw out names either because I've keeping it all to myself, but no, we've been in situations where, you know, I've been going through closing and we've gotten down to the title process and people become so, I don't know, stuck with who they've been with that they don't have that open-mindedness. And when a challenge presents itself and they're not able to get past hurdles on behalf of the clients, they remain so loyal that it's like even a bad transaction, they just kind of brush it off like it's not a big deal. And so, you know, we end up having to pick up the slack and work harder because, you know, someone else is dropping. I think it's good. I think, you know, making sure that you're aligning, I think that's all great points, that we're, you know, looking out for the client first and foremost, and that's, you know, number one priority is that's what it is, as opposed to, you know, our own personal gains or relationships at the end of the day.
Exactly. Because money, I'm a big believer, money comes and goes. I am not one that's like, oh my gosh, I have to get all the money out. Like I'm one where if it's going to work for my client, we're going to figure it out. Because I truly believe in karma, and I truly believe it will come, and it has come back.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Let's be real. You know, so I just don't see the need to be greedy. I don't see the need to be shady, unethical. I don't think that is not a way that I will ever run my business.
Right.
I will always put my clients first.
Agreed. And I think that's why this team up is going to work, because I think we both believe in that same philosophy of making sure that regardless of whatever outside goes on, is that we're keeping our clients' interest in first and foremost as we do business. So, but let's have a little sidebar here again for a second, because we brought up money and I love it. And this is just going to be fun. so assume you had a lot of money. Okay. What would be, so if, so the only reason why I say this, so football just happened. I don't know how much you really care about football, but whatever. Football? Yeah, you know, whatever. Footy, soccer, not even that.
You can say soccer.
No, not that.
American football.
American football. Yeah, we'll go that way. All right. So some players just got paid big money because it's the off season. And one of the questions that people like to ask them is they came across, you know, they get a signing bonus of a few million dollars. What's the first thing you're going to buy? So if you were to come across, I mean, in your career, I'm sure we can make a decent amount of money together and we intend to do that. So I won't even say we can, we will do that, right? Affirmations. What would be the first thing you would spend a shit ton of money on if you could?
Do you want my aunt? It's not going to be good. Like,
it doesn't have to be. It's whatever you would want it to be.
Depending on the amount of money, it would be some kind of multi-unit building to bring me revenue so I wouldn't have to work as much and I could travel. It would be something to bring me passive income revenue, something like that. I would invest it. I would do something. Fun-wise, let's do fun.
Yeah, let's do fun.
See, immediately I went to like buying Airbnbs. Loser.
All of her mountain Airbnb, so she has a place to hike in all the great spots, right?
I would buy an Airbnb in all the places I want to travel to, and then I'd have somewhere I could go to all the time.
See? Exactly. That's where I assumed you wanted to go.
It's all like buying, investing, wealth growth. Like, it's all boring. I would update my kitchen. How about that? I'll get that. I would redo my kitchen.
Still turning over revenue because, you know, equity is going to get built in the house, but we're really not straying far from the same theme here. I think, you know, you're a bit stuck in the housing world.
I'm a very simple human.
Yeah, cabins, Airbnbs, renovating kitchens. Yeah. Really, really.
I like what I like. I'm simple. Very easy.
It's totally fair, though. I mean, you know, you like what you like, right?
I'm sitting here like, oh my God, give something selfish to say. And I'm like, I would make like a water bottle company or something. It's all something to build. Like, it's ridiculous.
But it's funny, though, because I bet if you ask people who are like really business minded, they would have similar answers.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it kind of fun. So
that's what separates people.
Right.
And that's what separates from the rich, from the, I don't want to say poor, but the not wealth.
Yeah. Minded
people.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I think, you know, you look at the people who have all of that wealth, and I guarantee you that if you ask them that same question, they're going to be like, I'm going to invest it here. I'm going to invest it there.
I'm going to invest in everything.
I'm just investing everywhere. Like, me? No. I'll get my money. Don't you worry about it. It'll come.
And then, get a new car.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, that's what my answer would be.
I'm driving that thing till it's done.
Wow. We're going to be holding on to ours for a little bit.
Yeah.
That'll come later when we get into the really fancy stuff.
There you go.
I get my briefcase full of money and walk into the dealership with cash.
Yeah. Click. Boom.
Just so you know, we have a running joke. So I have this black briefcase here that actually has got the dials and flaps that open like you see in the movies. And you can walk around like I'm part of the mob or the mafia. Or whatever,
yeah, like the mafia. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, I open it up, there's an ear in it kind of
thing. Right, yeah. And car dealerships don't even take cash, so I'm really setting myself up here for a great day when I walk into a dealership to try that just for fun. So, you know, such is life.
Video it. Good social media.
That is actually what I'm going to do. So for my last question for you, and then we'll let you go. Just, you know, why not? Since you brought up social media, so you have built a presence, obviously, just in the community in general, but you're also very good at your social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about social media that you think, so like I think we've talked before about like the agents that still are kind of stuck in the print world, I guess, if you want to call it that, like they're using, you know, print adverts and things like that versus today where we're heading in the digital space.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's such a, I mean, obviously the younger people, the generation, but why else? Like, what is it about social media that's so appealing that you think can help the business grow?
Well, it's free. So it's free. I love anything that's free. I do. I'm cheap. I don't care.
As you can tell with all of her business investments, she's extremely cheap.
I was going to say, shocker, I would have like, buy everything with millions of dollars. No, I don't like to spend money if I don't need to. I like to spend it on the things I enjoy. I want to spend it on traveling and stuff like that. So it's free. I can reach a lot of people with one post, which I love. I can be authentic. I'm my true self. If you look at my social media, it's me. It's not some fake person. It truly is me, whether that's good or bad. I don't know, but it truly is me. And I think that makes me very, and I'm honest, right. I'm very raw with what I post. And I'll post about my journey throughout life and things I've overcome and stuff like that. So I truly, people trust me because of it, because they can see I'm a real person. I'm not bullshitting. I'm true to what I say. And they see that I don't always post all the great things. I post the struggles as well. Not as well. I should do that more. But I haven't had as much lately, so that's good. Like, that's a good thing. But I'm just real, and I'm not authentic. I'm authentic, but that's not the word. I care about people.
Right.
So I, you know, I see that somebody had a baby. I'm putting something in the mail for them. Oh my gosh, congrats. And they're like, oh my God, how did you? And I'm like, well, I wanted to congrats. This is a big moment.
Right.
You get married, you get, somebody passes, you know, you're there for these people in these horrible times in their life or the best moments of their life. And you just support them and you show you care and you show you're there for them. And again, you know, I believe if you put good out into the world, it comes back tenfold. And with social media, I'm able to do that with a massive amount of people.
Yeah, I'd really like that point. And I think it allows you to connect with people, like you said, because it's more like when you're on a print ad, it's like, you know, they can see your face, but there's no like depth to it, I feel like, is probably the answer. And so it allows you to connect with people and connect with users. Yeah. And it's definitely the way that, you know, we're heading. And you're seeing a lot of agents who are really, really good at social media starting to have a lot more success in this industry, because I think, like I said, you're able to connect with people, you're able to see those milestones, you're able to, you know, like every day I've got people's birthdays and I'm clicking posting on people's walls for their birthdays, whether, you know, they truly care or not, but I'm still going to put it there. And it's a, you know, it's a moment for them. It's their day. Well, so like
that's a way to elevate. So you send them click the birthday post. It literally writes it out for you. It's so easy now. Used to, we had to type happy birthday.
We got lazier, right?
But now elevate that, right? Call them.
Yeah.
Shoot them a text message. Right. Take a video. Happy birthday. I hope you have an incredible day. Shoot them a message. What are you doing today? I put birthday cards in the mail. So it creates that relationship. And people love those birthday cards. Mm-hmm. I missed a couple months ago. Totally forgot. And I got text messages. Oh, I didn't get a birthday card this year. Really? Like, I've gotten one for the past 5 years and I felt like a piece of shit. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, like this means something to these
people. Right.
Take it and then elevate it even more. Cause there's nothing wrong with paper. Right. There's nothing wrong with paper, but I agree. If you're not willing to get into tech, socials, all that, good luck.
Struggle will be real.
You're going to have to work hard.
Right.
Basically, you're going to have to work harder than somebody that's utilizing free social media.
Yeah. It just is what it is. Like the old expression, work harder or work smarter, not harder. And it's like social media, like you said, has made it so simple to work. And it, like, you can connect with a bigger audience off of one post versus connecting with one family on one mailer.
I can hit thousands of people.
Right.
Every single post that I post. Right. And I know that because I don't just use social media. I analyze it.
Yeah.
I look at the analytics. I know how many clicks I'm getting. I know how many opens I'm getting. I know how many people are viewing my things.
Right.
And then you capitalize on that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not just willy nilly. I'm going to just post shit and call it a day. Like, it's truly looking at it, analyzing it and running it as a business. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, agreed.
You're running a business on this social media. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who would have thought? I sell houses and I make content for social media. If you would have asked me this 10 years ago, I would have laughed at you and said, you're on crack.
Maybe you should change your job title on your Facebook to now say digital content creator for KW and not a realtor for KW.
I should. Because apparently I'm the social media manager as well.
Just all the hats, right? All of them.
I love it though. You know what? I love it. I found that this is my jam. I'm good at it. I think I'm good at it. I'm learning every single day and I try to get better, but you know what? It works.
Right.
That's where I'm getting business from. I'm happy. My people on my Facebook are happy. My Instagram, I'm mass amount of people aren't unfollowing. So I'm doing something they like.
Yeah. 100%. So here's one last final funny story for you. Just because you brought up the whole card thing and this is my personal life story. So when I was living in Australia, my mom is a big card sender.
Okay.
So literally every holiday in the US that came up, she would mail me a card in Australia. And I'm talking things like, I would get a card for St. Patrick's Day for my mom. I'd get a card for Halloween for my mom. I would get all these random, like, throughout the year cards. And I'm like, what in the hell? And so finally, I said, she missed a holiday, and I called her out on it. And she was so offended. She's like, I didn't think you appreciated my cards. And I'm like, all right, mom, stuck in the old age. You can just wish me happy St. Patrick's Day on Facebook. But, you know, here we are.
St. Patrick's Day cards.
Case in point.
You know what, though? That is one thing I've noticed. People don't really get cards that much anymore. Yeah. Like, I couldn't tell you. I've maybe gotten 5 cards in the past year, and let's take away birthday cards, because right. I get maybe 2 or 3, which isn't a lot. You know, when I was a kid, you got like 20, yeah. right? Now it's maybe 2 or 3. I don't get cards in them. I barely get Christmas cards. I utilize cards, right. and I mail them out a lot, and I hand write in them. It takes time, of course, but it's that special touch. So I think it's mixing it all up, and just truly, you just got to figure out what works for you and your business and run with it.
Yeah, 100%. Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time. Glad we were able to drop this announcement. Like I said, it's really exciting. The future's going to be bright for us. She's been trying to get rid of me out of the coaching group for over a year and a half, right? Yeah. So she got rid of me out of the coaching group, but then she brought me onto her team. So it's like,
and then I got you back even more.
Just, I'm just like that little gnat that keeps flying around. Just can never get it to go away. She keeps swooshing it by, but here we are. I'm still here. Anyway. All right. Appreciate it. And that's how we'll wrap it up.
Sounds good.
Thanks.